The COVID comeback is unfolding at ride-sharing giant Lyft. Company again delivered adjusted operating profits in the third quarter as mobility across the country has picked back up. Lyft also forecast adjusted operating profits for the fourth quarter, or the current quarter. Joining us now is Lyft's president and co-founder, John Zimmer. John, always nice to see you here. Are you able to find enough workers to meet that demand you're now seeing come back on the platform?
Yeah, the situation is improving very well. We had 45% increase in active drivers year over year. Obviously, we're still coming out of a pandemic. But when we look at other maybe comparable labor markets, if you look at retail industry, the hospitality and leisure industry, active drivers on Lyft since January are coming back five times faster than those industries. So I think a big part of that is the great flexibility we offer, where you can turn on and off the app and earn money whenever you want. So overall, yes, we're still coming out of a pandemic, but the service levels are improving.
John, you know I use Lyft. Why are prices still high, and when do you see them coming down?
It's what we were just talking about. I mean, you know, we had a pretty large disruption to the marketplace. If you go back to the beginning of the pandemic, rides or demand was down 70%. And then drivers said, well, for two reasons, one, for health reasons, and two, because demand left, that they were going to pause on their use of the platform. And now drivers are coming back. Prices are improving. They're not yet where we want them to be. But we're also doing other things to help make sure riders, of which 2 million new riders came to the platform in the last quarter, get better price options. So whether it's price or time that's most important to you, we now have multiple options, whether you want to wait 10 minutes, get picked up in 1 or 2 minutes, or wait, you know, the standard 3, 4, or 5 minutes, different price options that allow us to better manage the marketplace and give you those different costs depending on what's important to you.
John, this is Emily. Some really interesting stats on your bike and e-bike business in the quarter. I think I saw during your earnings call, 40% of total ride volume in New York was comprised of city bikes. How do you see that part of your business continuing to expand? And can that kind of growth be emulated in other regions in the U.S.?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We're quite excited about our bike and scooter business, primarily the bike share markets, where we have exclusivity. So New York, as you mentioned, City Bike is a Lyft brand, is a platform that we operate. And it's really important we see what consumers, how they're behaving in regards to transportation in a market like New York. They look at their alternatives. They could take the subway, they could take a bike, they could take a Lyft. And having those all in one place and seeing the crossover between someone being able to get their last mile from a bike is great to see. We also have that exclusive relationship in Chicago. We have bike share in San Francisco, DC, Boston, and other markets. So yeah, I think there's a huge opportunity with bikes. We've been somewhat quiet about it to date as others have kind of come in and out of the market. But I think what we've seen makes us quite excited about the future.
John, I need you to weigh in here. Uber and Hertz have made a lot of waves the past 2 weeks on them teaming up for EVs. Now, if I recall right, Lyft was out in front of this, saying that you want to have most of your fleet or all of your fleet EV-based by 2030, and you launched a program called FlexDrive. You have the cash to do this. Do you have any plans to buy electric cars for your drivers?
Yeah, I mean, not only do we have the cash to do this, we have $2.4 billion now on the balance sheet, but we also have the financing partners and the right structure to do this. We have been willing to get deep into transportation, to be focused on transportation, where others are doing many things. And so being reliant on third parties is not something that we need to do. We will have partners, but we've had EVs in the market for years. Our drivers love having EVs, those particularly that utilize the vehicle a lot, like they do on rideshare versus personal vehicle, because the payback on a battery is much faster. So yeah, we were the first company to commit to 100% electric vehicles by 2030. And the reason we're so confident in our ability to do that is because of FlexDrive, which you mentioned, is our own ability to get cars in the hands of our drivers.
It's unclear to me, John, how Tesla is going to make 100,000 electric cars for Hertz. Are you in talks with other major automakers that are now switching or transitioning very aggressively, I would say, to electric cars? Are you talking to them about getting those cars onto your platform?
We are. We're talking to the OEMs, the car manufacturers. We're also talking to policymakers. There's a huge shift happening. We feel very well positioned, and we want to bring multiple products to our drivers. And the way that, you know, the car manufacturers are looking at us is the ability to buy tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of vehicles or not purchase them ourselves, but get the financing for them for our drivers is a huge opportunity for these OEMs as they make the shift themselves. So a lot of great conversations.
And in that same vein, I'm also wondering with the policy backdrop, how do you see Lyft's business being impacted by some of the proposals in the White House's nearly $1.8 trillion Build Back Better plan? Because it does look like there will be incentives on the clean energy, electric vehicles, and electric bike side as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, we're happy to see the EV incentives, the bike share incentives in there. There's also some work around healthcare rides, which is an area that we play in as well. But on EVs, as you look back, historically, the government has given a federal tax benefit to people that can buy a car. Not everyone can afford an electric vehicle. And oftentimes, drivers on our platform want to lease or rent an EV. And what we can do by working with regulators is get EVs into the hands of those that might not necessarily be able to afford it, but by the way, who utilize the vehicle more, which means the environmental benefit of having EVs in the hands of rideshare drivers can be double or triple that of having them in the hands of a personal vehicle owner.
John, real quickly before I let you go, because I think this maybe this one stat partially explains why the stock is reacting the way it is. For next year, for 2022, will your revenue surpass your 2021 levels?
I'm not allowed to give guidance on next year. But, you know, I can say it's going to be a great year next year as the recovery continues to happen. And we saw, you know, revenue year over year going up 73%. And so we should see that continued growth as we look forward.
Fair enough. Lyft president and co-founder John Zimmer, always good to see you. Thanks for taking some time. We'll talk to you soon.